SiriusXM Sports presents
At the Races with Steve Bick.
Horse racing, handicapping,
interviews.
This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We are back at the races, back to Churchill Downs, hour two on Derby draw day. And when it comes to the production and the direction, the orchestration of these kinds of sporting events, not just Derby and Triple Crown and big day racing, there is for a long time, probably longer than he believes, been a name that has just been at the top of the credits, Billy Rappaport. And we've had Billy on before, but it's been a little bit too long. The opportunity to visit with him here in Louisville, given that he has opened a restaurant, add restaurateur to your long, long credit list. Billy Rappaport, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me. And I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk about many things, including Top Round Roast Beef that you alluded to, which we're very excited about.
Well, you've got to be maybe, what, 2 years ago at least, that you sort of, I guess you even maybe sought me out and asked me some questions about the food business. And you said, we're thinking of, you know, I found this terrific place and I want to open a restaurant with this West Coast style sandwich shop and this and that, and was happy to interact on that front. But it's always an undertaking, Billy, that's fraught with peril and with the potholes.
You know, Steve, I'll tell you, I've learned more about things I never imagined I'd have to know anything about. It's really, it's incredible that way. I'm clearly skating outside my lane with this Top Round Roast Beef, and it is a challenge. It is a challenge. It's clearly a different type of production than I'm used to, but it is one that we're very proud of and excited about, and just trying new things. I think that's important in life, is to try new things. And yes, you were incredibly helpful with your friend Mark, who's been almost like a Red Auerbach coach for me. And when you never played basketball and you get Red Auerbach to help you, so you were a gentleman for helping us there for sure.
No, not at all. And it's interesting that you couch it in those terms, production, because I guess, and I hadn't really thought of it that way, but in terms of having the cameras in place and having, you know, all the technical portions connected, and it's a line production. So I hadn't really thought of that. It is in your wheelhouse.
Well, my wife likes to call it the roast beef show. And at the very least, no matter what happens with this project, I can assure you I have plenty of material to work with for my entertainment career in the future.
I can imagine. And, you know, we think of you and frankly, the racing business and the racing media, and we think that we own Billy Rappaport, that he's ours. But your credits, Billy, and your career, which, you know, was interrupted with a serious health scare, and everybody industry wide, and I'm sure in every other area, you know, was so concerned. And it, knock on wood, you seem that's well behind you as well. But talk about your vast experience and what feels like a little extra affection for racing.
Well, I have a great affection for racing, as you know. And let me just say this: I want you to know how much when I was doing. I am a stage 4 colon cancer survivor, as you pointed out. And I'm all good, as you also pointed out, thankfully. And I just want to say how much I appreciated during that time the support of you, of all the media, the photographers, everybody, all the guys at NBC. It was not an easy time, clearly, but it was a time that obviously I was led to for a reason, and I believe it was to gain wisdom and knowledge to help others, and that's really clearly what led me to it. but the support that I got and what happened in that time in terms of being able to help me get through everything, it couldn't have been done without the friends and the family and the support of my doctors, obviously. But it was a tough time, but I'm happy to report all the good stuff, as they say.
Well, and you know, you're out the other side. How much work are you taking on beside the restaurant?
Oh, I'm taking on a lot, as you could well imagine. I mean, I think you, Steve, know me well enough to know that I don't let any grass grow under my feet. And that was even during the time when I was sick. I worked actually even more during that time period because I wanted to be as normal as possible. Right now, other than obviously working with NBC as their field producer, working with our producer in the truck, Rob Hyland, and our director, Drew Esikoff, to give them the pictures that they need to tell the stories from the field, I just signed a deal. I'm going to be directing the Country 500 Country Music Festival in Daytona at the Speedway, where I've never been before, over Memorial Day weekend. I've just signed a deal to be the executive producer of a new celebrity cooking show that we're going to start in production in L.A. right after Derby. I've got to leave Monday. And then I'm still working on my documentary about the life of legendary L.A. photographer George Rodriguez, who shot everything from Cesar Chavez and documented his whole historic migrant farm workers, United Migrant Farm Workers movement, as well as taking pictures on the Sunset Strip during the heyday, where he handed me a picture the other day of Van Morrison when he was in Them singing Gloria at the Whiskey a Go-Go, and the guy singing behind him who was the house band at the time was a guy by the name of Jim Morrison. This is before the Doors were even formed, and they were the house band at the Whiskey. So George is a very unique guy and an amazing person, and I'm happy to be doing the story of his life, and so we're excited about that too.
Unbelievable. So busy as ever, in other words. And then there's...
Trying to be. Unbelievable. I got to pay for the roast beef.
Well, let everybody know. You know, this sort of reminds me of Victor Kiam, who I went to Colgate with his daughter and Robin, and you know, I'd always loved his, you know, I liked the product so much when he bought Remington Razor, you know, that he bought the company. You liked the sandwich so much, you opened a restaurant.
Yeah, I think I fell and hit my head on a rock, to be honest with you. But I told somebody that my wife and I already have the 2-bedroom suite reserved at Bellevue, overlooking the East River. So we're, you know, it's been a very interesting experience, and we've learned a lot, as I said. But yes, we literally ate the sandwich in L.A. at the original store in L.A., and we looked at each other after the first bite and said, "Are you tasting what I'm tasting?" And we ate there for 2 years, and then 2 years later, we heard through my film editor, who had turned us on to the place, that they were franchising, and you know, that was just one of those moments where we looked at each other and said, you know, maybe we should give this a try. And I'm not sure we knew what we were doing, obviously, but we were so blown away by the food. And people in Louisville are real food people. They really love their food here. And we figured if we were going to bring it anywhere, we'd bring it to Louisville, and we have. And we're actually doing an amazing promotion this week, which I think you may know something about. And that is if you come into Top Round Roast Beef on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews at 4214 Shelbyville Road, just a little east of Hubbard's Lane, and you come in on Oaks or Derby Day, and you show us your horse, meaning it could be a picture of a horse on a T-shirt, it could be, you know, a picture of Secretariat on a hat, it could be a horse tattoo. You can come in and ride your stick pony, Steve, no matter what it is. You show us a picture of your horse, and you get a free horse and whole sandwich, which is our special certified Angus beef that we roast for 5 hours with our horseradish cream, roasted mushrooms, Provel cheese on a sesame bun, and it's just awesome and so good. And I got to tell you, we're going to give 144 away to the first guests that show up and show us their horse on Oaks and Derby Day at Top Round Roast Beef this week in celebration of our first Oaks and Derby, because we opened in August. So it's kind of a fun thing, and to announced the promotion yesterday. We had my wife on her horse, her two friends with their horses, and my aunt and uncle with their mini ponies, and they walked through the drive-thru to pick up their free horse and hole sandwich because they came and showed us their horse. And it was just absolutely hysterical, and we're hoping that people want to give us a try.
Top round on Shelbyville Road, and how often will people run into you when they come in?
You know, it's kind of, with me, as you know, it's kind of a Where's Waldo thing, right? So sometimes they will come in and see me, and sometimes I'm not there. But I do know one thing, and that is that my friends that go in when I'm not there are my secret shoppers, and they send me texts and pictures and say, everything looks good, it's all clean, and I even have been fortunate enough that the mayor of Louisville is a fan of our food, and he comes in all the time, and he sent me a not-so-secret shopper text not too long ago telling me everything was good and the place was clean, and that made me feel really good because we were in California at the time.
Too funny. Well, we're going to remind people to visit Top Round, and Billy Rappaport, one of my favorite people, that I and just been an absolute delight to get to know. And I got to ask a couple of production questions when it comes to what's gone on here and some favorite moments. I told people the story, Billy, when I mentioned last week that you were going to be on. My favorite Rappaport moment is Giacomo when, after the Derby, and after the cupola photographs and video, you were looking for John Sheriffs, and you looked up the stretch, and he was walking back to the barn with Giacomo, and I you put your arms in the air. You're like, John, where are you going? And Sheriffs thought
I had a delight. You're killing me, John. You're killing me. Which was probably, he, you know, John's a great guy, but he clearly is not interested in the press or the attention. He's a horseman of the first order. He's got an unbelievable hand, obviously, but he's not into it. He doesn't need to stand there and take pictures and all of that. He barely wanted to get into the winner's circle. He barely even wanted, I mean, I think he has a thing where he doesn't even want to go in the winner's circle for some of these races at Santa Anita, which I'm like, and I get that. You know, some guys are more understated than others, and that's fine. That's just a personality thing. But at the end of the day, you won the Kentucky Derby. You know, get in the winner's circle, for goodness sake, number one. Number two, your horse was 55-1, so take the moment, and at the very least, don't run away from me when we're trying to put you on national television. Please, you're killing me, John. You're killing me. So that was a funny moment, obviously, as you pointed out. And all those moments in the winner's circle are so unique and so special in their own way. And that's just another one of those stories that we can tell.
Billy, what makes... I mean, obviously, every Derby is its own story and is going to be special, and it's a, you know, it's a, the pageantry has a, you know, certain, you know, certain permanent backdrops, whether it's the playing of My Old Kentucky Home, and you've got, you know, you got the views and angles, the spires and so much. What, for you, what elements when you're field producing has to be included to make a Derby broadcast memorable?
Well, I think the key to all of it is making people feel like they're there. Clearly, you know, we have a great production team, award-winning, and as I said, our lead producer, Rob Hyland, and our director, Drew Esikoff, do an amazing job of taking multiple images and multiple situations, clearly, that are live and fluid, and packaging them all into, to tell the stories that we need to tell. But you don't know who's going to win, obviously, and you don't know who's going to lose, and that's the moment where, you know, everything kind of can get a little sideways, but the key is to stay focused, which is what we all do, and, you know, ultimately, it's one of those things where you just have to make sure that you're bringing people to places where they can't go. That's what television should do. And for me, personally, I've been very fortunate enough to work so closely with the riders for so many years that there's a tremendous amount of trust there. And we are the only people that are allowed to bring live television cameras into the jocks room. And some of those moments, like last year when Ricky Fowler walked in with Justin Thomas, and Ricky had this crazy sport coat on, and Victor Espinoza sees it, and he takes the sport coat off, and he tries it on. And, well, our cameras are there inside the room where people can't go. Even if you buy the most important ticket in the mansion, you can't get in there. It's an inner sanctum, clearly, and the jockeys allow us in there at their pleasure because they trust us and they know that we're going to always protect them. But ultimately, when moments like that happen, you want to show that to the world because it's cool. And people can't get there, obviously. So those are the kinds of things that we do in the field that you may not plan for, but that happen, and then it takes a really good production team in the truck to see that, understand it, and to put it on live or to turn it around very quickly because it's just something that people want to see behind the curtain. That's always been the case in life, especially in the entertainment business.
Well, Billy, looking forward to seeing you here in the days ahead, and also enjoying Top Round on Shelbyville Road. It's always a pleasure. Jack Wolf, who said to me, Jack was coming on to visit too, and Jack said, "Well, I might as well just go to the draw because Billy said I can't follow you, and he wasn't sure there'd be time."
Well, clearly, I've been known to say more than a few words at a time, and hopefully entertaining ones, dare I say, even at the risk of repeating myself. But Jack's not too wrong from anything that he said. Following me may be the biggest problem is having the time to actually get on the air. But I appreciate Jack's a great man. We wish him nothing but good luck and safe racing, obviously, through the week. And what Starlight has done is very exciting as well. And Steve, thank you so much for giving me the time. And I'd just like to say, check us out, 502 Roast Beef, 502 Roast Beef is our social media handle here in Louisville for Top Round. And we've got some fun stuff going on, as I said. And we are, as you point out, on Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. And we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.
Well, your visit has prompted a whole bunch of texts, and Stu Kirschenbaum and G.D. Hieronymus are tweeting, and nothing brings the broadcast professionals out in homage like a Billy Rappaport visit.
Well, those are some serious all-stars right there that you just mentioned. So the fact that they're listening to you shows that they know what they're doing, number one. And number two, the fact that they took the time to even listen to me, because God knows both of those two guys have listened to me yap enough, it means something. So I certainly appreciate their willingness to stay listening while I'm talking.
Well, those of you that are going to be in attendance Friday and Saturday, the man in black that is pointing and pushing and saying and doing everything to pull together the telecast on NBC Sports and NBC Sports Network, Billy Rappaport. We will see you this week, and we will talk soon, and we'll be eating the Top Round maybe as soon as lunch today.
Good. Well, I look forward to seeing you. Please let me know when you're coming that way. And and again, thank you for your time. And we certainly look forward to seeing you this week. And we wish everybody safe racing throughout the week and always. And our job, my job specifically, is to keep everybody safe, equine, human, spectators, and clearly our camera people and the media. And I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to have the opportunity to do it.
Billy Rappaport, everybody, a real treat, as is a visit to Top Round. They've got. I didn't even mention that they're doing custard, and boy, custard's on the big comeback trail in North America. Unbelievable. I mean, there was a point when Abbott's was the only custard left, it seemed, in America, and I guess Culver's too, and a few other places. But Billy's got custard, shakes and all kinds of stuff, but the roast beef is the engine on the train. Billy Rappaport. Let's take a break. Jack Wolf is going to join us, and then Mike Welch. Then we got the draw. Then we got some John White coming up on the halfway point on the second day of Derby Week. We're live at Churchill Downs, Sirius XM at the races. Back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
thoroughbred breeding industry will never be the same with the launch of Daily Racing Form's Buyer-Sire Performance Standings, presented by Darley. These groundbreaking ratings use buyer speed figures to measure a stallion's performance beyond wins and earnings, focusing on providing a measurement of a sire's true ability to produce high-quality horses. View the Buyer-Sire Performance Standings at drf.com/buyer-sire and get the true information that breeds results. That's drf.com/buyer-sire.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
Get started in Kentucky. Over $8 million in additional purse money is available at the five Kentucky tracks for horses eligible for the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development Fund. Kentucky is a good place to race your Kentucky bred. Come home to Kentucky and make a start.
You want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. The BrizNet.com Performance Plan offers unlimited PDF past performances for just $75 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/PP. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is just $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet.com is the handicapper's edge.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vaughn, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Breaking down the biggest stories in the world of horse racing. This is At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me.
We're back at the races, 25 into hour two, and as Jack Wolf at the top of the hour, when I told Jack that Billy Rappaport, I had to get Billy on, and we were already 20 minutes behind because the other Wolf, Maury Wolf, the Wolf with two Fs, that Maury went long, and Jack knew. Jack said, all right, well, just call me because this is, if you got Rappaport, it's going to go on for a while. And you were right, Billy. Billy, he stayed with us a little bit, Jack.
You got to know your customers, Steve. And I know Billy well and love him, so I hope he's doing okay. I haven't seen him in a while.
He'll be here. You'll start to see him certainly by Friday, and we're certainly going to see you and Lori and all the Starlight partners, the Starlight ladies, who are having nice results as well. Jack, you jumped in to what seems like a major development in the game, and that is the partnerships and individuals forming larger conglomerate ownerships, and talk about getting involved with Audible and with Justify.
Well, obviously we're very fortunate to be at the right place at the right time. Clint Glasscock, who's one of our partners in Starlight, he's been after me to try and get a piece of one of these Derby horses, and I've gone through the process a few times, and we've actually bought one 2 or 3 weeks before the Derby once, but it just so happened that we got lucky enough to get a piece of the two horses we got. And like you say, I think this probably is a sign of the future. So
the movement in this direction, and Jack, you've gotten involved with horses at virtually every level, and whether developing young horses or 2-year-olds in training. What do you make of this as a pretty significant and almost seismic shift in the way in which ownership? You know, we've seen these super groups forming as well at the sales, and they're quite prominent in this Derby. You know, beyond the group that you're involved with.
Well, I've been to Australia, but not to the races in Australia. And obviously it's that way over there, and the how popular the sport is. And you might have a partnership that has 20 different people, and the racetracks and the media and all, they list all their names. Whereas, over here, it's a little difficult to get the partners recognized and what have you. But, I was talking to Kevin Flannery Monday morning about the problem of all these owners wanting to do the walkover. And of course it's impossible to get that many people on there, but, talking about maybe, in years to come, have a way to have a larger number of owners precede the horses on the walkover, something like that. But the bottom line, as you just said, this large partnerships seem to be here and probably be here to stay.
Rooting interest wise, obviously, you I suppose you don't have a preference per se, but. From your, from your vast experience and the years that you've developed stakes horses and stallions, compare the two horses and what it's been like, kind of pinballing between Audible and Justify Starts.
Well, I mean, the both horses, obviously the records are impeccable. The two trainers are entirely different personality-wise, but productive-wise, two of the best trainers in the business. We were talking to Jerry Bailey over at the barn today. He was talking to Frankie Brothers, our bloodstock agent, and they were talking about where they thought these two horses would be and this and that. And Jerry came up with the smartest comment in that it doesn't matter what you think you're going to do, you're just going to have to react and go with the flow. And I think he's probably hit it on the head there. I'll just leave it at that. So I don't know. And they asked me the question. I said, I can tell you what my thoughts are, but I don't have any input to either trainer on what the running style is going to be and what's going to happen. So.
Your personal experience for you and Lori and other Starlight partners, you've been involved with, I think, 7 Derby horses, and it was actually the first, Harlan's Holiday, that had, I think, the best finish of the horses, and he went favored, right? He went favored.
He was a favorite then, and the back in those days, the favorite never seemed to win, and I suspect Justify will be the favorite here, and I think the favorite's won the last 5 years in a row, so hopefully,
yep.
Hopefully that can happen again.
Well, I mentioned stallions, and Harlan's Holiday, interestingly, given that Scat Daddy is so prominent in this Derby, and Harlan's Holiday, you know, similarly a stallion that was taken from the scene, Jack, prematurely, and you know, Scat Daddy here with just his 2-year-olds will be the last that we'll see of him. But bring us back to 2002.
Well, that Harlan's Holiday, the first year we bought yearlings, Laurie and myself, was in 2000, and we bought Harlan's Holiday as a yearling, so he was in the first crop we bought. Actually, Derby Day that day was on my birthday, May 4th, and so we got the Derby favorite, got Birthday Boy, and actually, I think the horse actually had peaked in the bluegrass and just didn't actually, after the bluegrass, didn't run well here and just ran okay in the Preakness. But in any case, what an experience it was for somebody new to the business, and it was just very exciting.
The excitement, and of course, once you get here, win, lose, whatever, you can't help but then want to get back. How much of an influence did that turn out to be here 15 years later?
Yeah, I mean, Laurie and I have lived here now, moved back here maybe 9 or 10 years ago. And it's still fun time, but it's really, if you don't have something even running on the undercard or during the week of, it's still not too bad. But we really do enjoy having the ability to go to the backside, see the horses, you know, see our partners, see family and all that. So it's pretty important stuff for us.
The group that's involved here, when we talk China Horse Club and Windstar and Sal Cumin is in, and the business end, Jack, how does that work into, you know, the decision? I ask this because I heard from somebody that had a chance to potentially buy into a Derby horse, and he was trying to make, you know, some financial determination, you know, what the horse might be worth at stud, you know, depending on its future. Is it an experience element, or how much of the business end, and how do you quantify it as to it being worthwhile for you, and you also have to turn around and make an offer to other partners to come in, you know, with you into the, you know, into the purchase.
Yeah, this, I mean, we try to watch the bottom line on all the yearlings that we buy each year and how they progress and all that. And it's a tough business to be making money in. But there are, you know, there are chances that when you get a big horse to pay for the ones that don't work out. But as far as the economics and all that, it's just a matter of knowing who you're dealing with and what you think the value of the horses are. But the group of partners we have at Starlight, this was a sort of an easy sell when we acquired the pieces of them. It was early enough to have some fun to get participate in the trail, and then, you know, to get here right now, knock on wood, hopefully starting this Saturday.
Absolutely. And audible and justify, and just a great scenario from the moment you got in, and then to see them both advance the way they have, and to arrive here as the favorite, and maybe the audible, maybe the fifth, sixth choice, it feels like with a big group of horses that are going to vie for favoritism. Meanwhile, Jack, very quietly and out from the glare of Churchill Downs, you debuted a horse last week that we need to talk about. For those that did not see Sumbaye at Gulfstream, the Into Mischief two-year-old, that was impressive, and you've got to be very excited. A great way to start the two-year-old season.
All right, and there's Into Mischief again, you know.
Yeah.
And he's by Harlan's Holiday, and
yep.
what a stallion he's turned into being. So to have a runner like, you know, this two-year-old the other day, I think we're going to be shipping the horse to New York and running that list at stake about 6 weeks from his last race. So pretty excited about him.
And he was a $230,000 Keeneland yearling, and feels like one of the early season nice two-year-olds to step forward. We'll have the stake here coming up on, is it on Thursday? The Kentucky Juvenile. And you're talking about participating in that nice New York bonus program with the two-year-olds. Makes a lot of sense. And you already, Jack, you're already off to a good start here, because Sal Manzar, you got blitzed by Beckford, who, you know, has arrived in North America and looks like a major three-year-old on the grass. But Sal Manzar, nothing wrong with that performance the other night.
Hey, Stevie?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to hop here. They're closing the doors at this draw. So I appreciate you having me on, and hope for a good draw.
Well, absolutely, and we're watching here as well. And Jack Wolf, everybody, Starlight and the Starlight Ladies, and it's always a pleasure to connect with Jack at the SeaWare Audible and where Justify end up. Let's do this. We'll take the break, and about 15 minutes, you can hear the noise and draw getting close, and they're going to start with some preliminaries. We'll wait until they start pulling pills, but a pleasure to talk to Jack Wolf. We'll take a break. Come right back to Churchill Downs.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Enjoy Daily Racing Form's best value with a multi-track PP pack. Get 5 full-card PPs featuring the day's best racing for only $6. Each DRF multi-track PP pack features full-card DRF past performances for the top tracks you want to play. Handicapping articles and analysis, closer looks for key tracks, and selections by DRF handicappers. Daily packs and longer plans for all budgets are available. Download full-card PPs for 5 of today's top tracks. Visit drf.com/multi-track today.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. The BrizNet.com Performance Plan offers unlimited PDF past performances for just $75 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/PP. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips, plus sire stats, for only $275 per year, and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is just $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet.com is the handicapper's edge.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Now, back to At the Races with Steve Bick on SiriusXM Radio.
Talking away. I don't know what's left to say. I'll say it anyway. Today is not my day. It's about you shying away. I'll be coming for your love. I'll change. Take on me. Take me
back at the races, 15 minutes here to the top of the hour. So we'll Mike is tied up now with the video of the workout report. So we will table Mike Welsh for tomorrow. He begged off, I understand. And so we'll look ahead toward the draw at the top of the hour. And, you know, I mentioned, and I actually put this, I put a picture up, a great postcard of Ben Jones and Citation. And I've done this the last couple of years. I look at each of the dates leading up, and May 1st. And there have been a few, particularly before the turn of the century, there were some non-May derbies, and the other day I put that note up about His Eminence, and in fact, the first of the two back-to-back derby wins for Jimmy Wingfield and His Eminence in 1901, April 29th. So not every first Saturday in May, and certainly, you know, there's the years that the Preakness was run before the Derby as well. But looking at May 1st, and I suppose the two Triple Crown winners, Citation 1948 and Count Fleet in 43, they won on May 1st. Other May 1sts include I will. Darren Rogers stopping by. Some other notables. 1920, and you know, it's interesting to have the two Triple Crown winners in 43 and 48, and 1920, of course, Man of War would have won the Triple Crown had he shipped here. Paul Jones won that Derby, and notably, Upset was second in the 1920 Derby, and of course had beaten the place in history for Upset and Man of War, but you would have had three Triple Crown winners start their run on May 1st had it been had Man of War participated, because come on, I mean, he wasn't going to lose to these horses. He certainly wasn't going to lose to Upset again after losing to him as a two-year-old. Bubbling Over won in 26 on May 1st. Determine in 54. Lucky Debonair, the Donata Farm in Chicago, but Lucky Debonair, 65. Canonero won on May 1st. Bold Forbes, Gato del Sol, Sea Hero. I just saw something about Mr. Galbraith actually the other day. I meant to save that, and I glossed. You see so many things, whether it's Twitter or wherever. Gopher Gin, Nick Zito in 1994. Charismatic 99 was a May 1st winner. Smarty won in 2004, of course, and Super Saver. In fact, just looking down at these names, notable that May 1st has not been a great weather Saturday, first Saturday in May, right? Super Saver was wet. Smarty Jones wet. Sea Hero wet. Right? Those are all wet tracks, notably. So there's your May since the turn of the century, May 1st. In fact, I think even before the century, those are the only May 1st. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. 14 May 1st Derby winners, including the two Triple Crown successes. Wanted to give you, we didn't get a chance because we dove right into things with Maury, and I appreciated Maury giving me that time because he was taking the dog to the vet, so he kind of put us a little bit behind, but not a problem. Pleasure to get Maury, of course, with us this morning. The rest of the card for yesterday and the fields came together, most notably the race that I think, and I was in the racing office and sending out as many missives as possible. The race ahead of the Oaks on Friday, the Edgewood, and much like the Turf Classic comes before the Derby, the Edgewood for the three-year-old fillies on the grass, and Rushing Fall, who had been considered, then not considered, then reconsidered for this, and haven't really discussed the seeming interest that Bob Edwards has been he's either been cultivating or has been hustled. And Rushing Fall now considering an Ascot trip, and there really had been no interest in it, you know, coming out of the win at Keeneland. And then all of a sudden, it seems some interest was developed. And so they're considering a trip to Royal Ascot with Rushing Fall. I will not be critical. But this spot, the 11 hole for Rushing Fall. She's 4-5, deservedly so. But I tell you what, this is a good group. And it includes one of Chad's other horses, not unusual to have pairs of Chads or more, and you don't often get hanging Chads, but you get multiples. Altea is in here, and she drew well. She drew the three hole, and Altea deserves some credit and some interest, and so does Daddy is a Legend, George Weaver, and Daddy is a Legend 9-2, and I would also add, in addition, I think you want to look at Drysdale's filly, Toinette, the 7, who's 12-1. So I actually came back from that party last night from the fundraiser, and I went through this card. I've got to do some pedigree work on race 2 and on race 13, but I pretty much got this card finished, and the Edgewood came up very nice. You look at the I know some people that are a little miffed about race 9 working backwards from the Edgewood. The 7-furlong optional claimer first level allowance that was in here instead of a stake, but this is a high-quality group of horses. In fact, you may have a very nice horse to lean on in Electric Forest, the Chad Brown Forest Music daughter by Curlin. And this is the Stone Street homebred that was a very impressive first-out winner 3 weeks ago at Keeneland. And she could be a horse, I think, people 3-1 morning line as the favorite, and I think you might be able to lean on her for your pick fours and so forth. So don't I wouldn't be complaining about the placement of that race. There's also a second timer by Caleb's Posse. I happen to be at Oaklawn for her CP Quality. This was that horse that we laughed about a little bit, that Donnie Von Hemel, not known as a first out outfit, and he more or less was saved this Caleb's Posse. This is a McNeil and Cheyenne product, and it felt like Donnie Von had saved CP Quality for Arkansas Derby Day, and 11-2 was the reward, as I think the Von Hemel the Von Hemel connections, they all kind of were waiting for this horse to debut. So CP Quality turns up in here. And there's also, I'll tell you, there's a horse on the outside who's okay. Brad Cox got that Sworn Silence, 8-1. She feels like the price. But Electric Forest could very well be a big lean. The Ali Sheba came up tremendous. And, you know, we knew the Derby winner from a year ago was coming back and was going to be in this spot. And he worked terrific the other day. It looks like he got a lot out of that Heartacre Mile try when he chased Conquest Big E to the wire. And, of course, he'd been away since the Travers. So Always Dreaming comes back. The field for the Ali Sheba got some enhancements. Some horses turned up in here that not everybody had expected. That included Opportunity. And when I heard his name called, I was there. I was in the racing office, and they said, you know, Opportunity 5. And I said, oh, how about that? Opportunity and Flavian Pratt in the Ali Sheba. And Opportunity has made the trip here 5 different times. He was 3rd in the Clark a couple of years ago. And then, of course, he's run in 4 Clarks, 1 Foster, 3rd in the Foster. And he's been 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th the last 4 years in the Clark. It was pretty funny. Opportunity. And he looked great out this morning. He galloped by. I was with Gary Young, and there came Hoppy. Awesome Slew stretches back out. Been a while, but going back to Eddie Plisa days since he two-turned. And Awesome Slew shows up in here. Backyard Heaven, Chad Brown. Yeah, this is a horse people have been waiting for from Chad, coming out of that March win at Aqueduct. This is a Tisway colt for the Ramseys, and he is getting his acid test in here. Shows up. Good Samaritan as well. This is a very nice race. Hawakam for Wes Hawley. And Nick Zito, Giuseppe the Great, who doesn't win a lot, but is rock solid. So a very good running of the Ali Sheba. A couple of other notes. The turf sprint. And there will not be. I shouldn't focus in on one horse. I know that's not right, but how do you not root for Bechero and for the Tim Gleischa barn that have just been, you know, so devastated by Bullard's Alley's tragic passing? And here's Bechero, who with Bullard's Alley a year ago, you know, really gave the Gleischa barn a big profile all through the summer and fall. That nice 6-year-old Cantheros son for Iron Horse Racing. And I don't see what prevents him from being the horse to beat in here. The turf, Twin Spires turf sprint. That goes as the 7th, and it starts the pick 5. The pick 5 goes the turf sprint, the Ali Sheba, that allowance race, the Edgewood, and the Oaks. That's your pick 5. And your pick 4, with 3 stakes and the allowance, starts with the Ali Sheba. And then, of course, the La Troyenne, the other 2 stakes on the card, the La Troyenne and the 8 Bells. The La Troyenne features Abel Tasman, and she returns to the scene of her outstanding performance a year ago, last to first under Mike Smith in the Kentucky Oaks. Followed it up with the Acorn win and the Oaks win, 2nd in the Cotillion to a very good performance by Tis Well. And then even in the Distaff, only beaten half length, of course, to Forever Unbridled. Abel Tasman, the 3-year-old champion, makes her seasonal debut. 4-year-old comes back here for China Horse Club and Clearview. You got Martini Glass, part of the La Troyenne. And how about Tiger Moth, we've talked about with Brad Cox so often. Brendan Walsh brings back Apology Not Accepted, who lifted her head in that good effort in the Double Dog Dare. Pletcher got the big win with Ivy Bell in the Inside Information. Consistent Streamline for Mrs. Veneer and Brian Williamson. Salty and Feral, nice lineup for the La Troyenne. And the 8 Bells. The 8 Bells, which is a little bit of a curiosity. I looked at this and I don't know. I ended up circling the 3. Me a mischief, but I don't know. Not going to be married to her in terms of a. So the eight bells came up a little surprised. Where are the 3-year-old fillies going short, going 7/8? Just it's kind of weird. Field of 7. Gas Station Sushi, 2-1 favorite. Amy's challenge ended up in here, of course, instead of the Oaks. And there's the fourth race is a good second level turf allowance. Some very nice familiar names in here as well. Full field 12. Mott on the outside with that Krampus. And on the inside, I thought Cassie with Gary Barber's Keep Quiet, the French colt that was gone a year. Got hurt coming out of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf and has been pretty good, kind of under the radar at Gulfstream and Keeneland. Keep Quiet and 4-1. And I hope that he kind of slips in under the radar. So he and Krampus seemed like the horses. And then a maiden, 6 furlongs, and D. Wayne, who seems to win on, seems to produce a winner, and of course is going to send the Warriors Club group Saturday in the Churchill Downs. But he's got an industrialist for the Zayats in the third race on Friday. This 4-year-old looks okay. Kiros as well. Tom Drury with a Claiborne homebred. Nice. And in fact, well-bred. Kiros is the 6 horse. Those two seem to stand out a little bit. Ian Wilkes with a second timer. Bueno, bueno, bueno. Sharky's Ledger, first-time starter, looks a little sneaky from perennially sneaky Ken McPeak. Let's take a break. It's coming up toward the top of the hour. John White is going to join us as well as we move to the draw and put a field of 20 together for the Kentucky Derby. We're live at Churchill Downs, another breakneck morning in the last hour ahead here. Draw, and John White will join me for some analysis back after this.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Is this the end of the Apollo curse? Undefeated Justify or Magnum Moon could become the first since 1882 to win the Derby without racing as a 2-year-old. Of course, 18 others will enter the Louisville starting gate. What are their odds of extending the spell? Begin your search for enlightenment with ExpressBet's Kentucky Derby Wager Guide. It's available free online at ExpressBet.com beginning Friday, April 27th. Horse Player Now's Bob Neumeier. XVTV.com's Jeff Siegel and Millie Ball. Daily Racing Form's Dick Girardi. Santa Anita's John White. And At the Races radio host Steve Vick analyze the race according to main contenders, value plays, and $100 wagering strategies. Plus, get intriguing stats, trends, and daily updates you won't find anywhere else. NBC's Eddie Olchek joins experts in a revised guide version May 3rd. Go to ExpressBet.com and get the guide to open a new account and to choose your bonus of up to $500 in time to wager on the Derby.
Account wagering is not permitted in all states. National Problem Gambling Support Line, 1-800-522-4700.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine Unlock and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfratello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-9 938-4643.